This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to do one more thing from our series, The United States of Work Now, the first part of which we officially wrap up today. More from the 10 people and the 10 jobs we have been profiling as I get out of the studio to visit them all over the next couple of months. But in this studio right now, for a little peek behind the curtain of how we came to these 10 people and the jobs they have, our methodology, really, in other words, are the brains of the operation, producers Bridget Bodner and Maria Hollenhorst. Welcome to this side of the soundproof glass.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks.
So, Maria, let me start with you, since you did a lot of the actual data crunching on this one. 164 million people. We got it down to 10. What was there like a defining thing that you went into this and said, okay, here's how we're going to figure this out?
I mean, when you go from 164 million
right.
to 10... that is a challenge because there are obviously a lot more than 10 types of jobs and a lot more than 10 types of human. So we had to look at sort of that 10% level, like big zoomed out. What are the things that this data can actually tell us that we can create rules for and just stick to? One of the choices that we made was focusing on, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics has all of these ways of looking at the labor force and all these different ways that they can cut
slice
them up
and dice,
slice and dice them.
Yeah. Right.
And one of the big choices that we made was choosing to focus on occupation rather than industry.
So explain, what does that mean?
Right. So an occupation is the job that you do. The industry that you're in is the company that you do it for. So, for example, if you are a lawyer, that is your occupation. If you're a lawyer in a food and beverage company, food and beverage is your industry. We really wanted to focus on, like, what are people doing? You know, that lawyer, his experiences are probably going to be more similar to that of other lawyers than that of other people in the food and beverage industry.
Okay. So then to the thing that we've been talking about all week, these categories that we broke them down into, right? And I'm going to pick the biggest one. 4 out of 10 people. So we had our CPA, our doctor, our theater manager, and who else? Derek Lindstrom from yesterday, the education guy. That is the category of what? Remind me.
Management, professional, and related occupations.
Right.
And so that is huge.
Right. So we did that. That's 4 out of 10. And we had 2 out of 10 service workers, right?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget, how did we find these actual people, right? We got these archetypes, and you were very conscious of breaking them down by gender and geography and age and all of these things. And then we had to get on the phone.
Yeah. So we sort of had this idea that we were had this sort of puzzle matrix. Like, for example, we knew that like half of the participants would be women and half would be men. And then we knew sort of vaguely what their jobs would be and the sort of types of jobs. And then we just basically look until we find them. And so that involves cold calling, calling trade groups or like work associations, worker associations, unions, things like that.
Churches, community
centers, senior citizen centers.
The most surprising thing out of all this stuff, and you have been working on this project for a year, Bridget Bodner.
Yeah. The most surprising thing is the disconnect, the incongruity between the number of people who, according to the BLS, have a second job and the number of people who seem to have a second job in both our mindsets and
in real life. Right?
Yeah. And also when we were actually looking for people to talk to, how many people were disqualified. Because according to the BLS, 5.1% of people in the labor force actually have a second job. Whereas we would sort of run into this thing where we'd find someone, they're great. Oh, and they also run this like landscaping business on the side.
Yeah.
So that means that they have a second job.
Maria, biggest surprise for you?
Yeah. I mean, truly, one of the biggest surprises for me was how difficult to find people that sort of match the characteristics of what we were looking for, but also just that there are 164 million people in this labor force, and we talked to a bunch of them. Every one of them has a story, and we just happened to choose these 10.
Bridget Bodner and Maria Hollenhorst, the brains of our series, The United States of Work. Thanks a lot, you two. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai.